Smokin. No, it's Vossi and the Missile, James Magnusson. But most importantly, it's the listener today. It is you that are having your say. You are part of the program. This one. I turn on the radio hoping to hear about the great centuries made yesterday, but yet again about Warner. I'm overhearing about him. He's out of form and it's time for him to move on. Well, you know, our show has been hijacked by the magnitude of the comments yesterday by James Erskine. It, more people will want to talk about that than the Labuschagne, you know, third ton in a row. That's why we're saying, James Erskine, who are you serving yesterday? Who wins out of yesterday? Michelle Bishop, Sports Update. Quick comment from you, winner, loser, anyone yesterday from James Erskine's comments.
Oh, look, I'm still on the bus.
News person, years and years and years.
Still on his bus, actually. I've buckled up. I'm in his corner. I can't wait for the book.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I wonder. Did they just put names to it? Or, surely. Well look,
obviously, with those comments yesterday, where there's smoke, there's fire. Possible legal action. Haven't heard of anything like that. They're pretty big calls. So, yeah, let's wait and see.
One for Lee Hadjipantelis next week. We could throw some hypotheticals at Lee next week as to what you could say in advance. Because sometimes they say truth is the best libel, or that's written. The truth is the best libel unless you can absolutely prove it. Can we go elsewhere? Corey Allen, James Magnusson, he sort of let him go. He doesn't seem that disappointed. Off to the Roosters.
Yeah, well, former State of Origin player has left Belmore, so the clean out there has continued, and this happened not long after we came off there yesterday. So he's the third Dogs player to be released with at least a year left on his contract. So Josh Jackson obviously retired, Aaron Shoup off to the Titans. But where he's gone, as you say, Bossy, is the Roosters, and that's absolutely shocked me because I thought the Roosters were having some serious issues with their salary cap trying to, you know, retain players. But perhaps for the Dogs, they're still going to be paying a bit of a chunk of that freight. So Allen, well, he'll head there in an attempt to rejuvenate his career. He's 24. He's struggled with a few injuries at his time at the Dogs since arriving there from the Bunnies. And I guess that's where he kind of made his name, is at the Bunnies, when he stepped up in to replace Latrell Mitchell at fullback, and then also got the call up into the Maroon squad at the back of 2020 there. If you take a look at the Dogs, though, huge raps obviously on Jacob Carraz. They've got Jarrell Skelton, Paul Alamotti, and Allen was probably seen as someone that they could offload to keep that salary cap looking as healthy as possible. And you've mentioned already this morning, Missile, you can't help but join the dots. Is Steve Crichton going to end up, at the Bulldogs? As I say, when you do join the dots, you've got, I do remember interviewing Steve Crichton at the back end of last year, and I will quote him. He said, Cameron Serraldo has been like a father figure to me. So there's a very tight relationship there. But anyway, we'll have to wait and see.
Your boy Critter Michelle, I expect you to break the news live on SEN. Critter to the Bulldogs.
I'll be all over that. He had a big day yesterday. He had a big day yesterday at Brian To'o's wedding, which was just something else. And I'm sure everybody's seen those pictures floating around on social media and across the news networks last night. But congratulations to Brian and his new wife.
No socks in sight at that wedding, Vossi. You would have been disgusted.
Yeah, no,
loafers, no socks anywhere.
Well, then I don't think it's legitimate. I don't think the certificate's old. Were you wearing socks, no socks? Well,
He went a bit over the top on the smoke machine.
Yeah.
you're trying to look through photos and video and, a lot of smoke. Anyway,
good luck,
we move on.
And may they have a happy, happy life together. And amen to that. Now, FIFA World Cup media conference interrupted by an intruder yesterday, but this is going to catch listeners by surprise.
Oh, big time. So reporters witnessed, you could actually say it was a jaw-dropping incident because it got me. And in the press conference before Brazil's quarterfinal clash with Croatia, Brazil's media manager, or press officer as they call it, picked up a cat and tossed it, dropped it off the floor. So he was sitting alongside Vinicius, the Real Madrid star, who was casually talking to the media, and the cat crawled up across the bench in front of him. And he continued to talk, but the media manager grabbed the cat by the fur of its back, so in quite a cruel way, and just dropped it off the bench onto the floor with not a care in the world. And you can actually hear all the reporters gasping in shock, going, oh, can you believe what he just did? And the reaction of the media manager was almost priceless. He sort of shrugged his shoulders and looked over and said, well, continue asking questions. What's the problem?
Yes.
It was a very awkward situation. Our social media went into overdrive, but, you know, obviously there's some issues in and around what goes on in that country with homosexuality and women not having rights. So the poor little cat had no hope. It was
no.
an awful
and
situation.
Animal rights now can be added to
Very
the list. Okay. Text here, are Roosters struggling with their salary cap? Laugh out loud. Aha, Roosters, River, salary cap, unbelievable, Jimmy Rabbit. There we go. Reactions there. Michelle, can't wait for your next report next hour.
Look forward to it. See you soon, guys.
Going to be big. Going to be big. We'll take a break. Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.